Good evening, everyone. This is the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen special meeting for the Finance and Public Safety Committee. It is 7:02 p.m. Can we please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Can we please have the roll?
Robin Falsoni-Smith.
Here.
George Kurtica.
Present.
Sarah Wadomski.
Here.
Yo Quorum present.
Thank you. Item four, public portion. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak?
Okay, Jennifer DeRoche, 187 Seymour Avenue. I have a concern on the HR director. When we put the budget together, the budget was adopted with zero. Somewhere along the line, $50,000 showed up in that budget. There's absolutely no place where we can see that that position has been decided on, or there's no job description. Who authorized the checks? I'm on the tax board, so I know money-wise, nobody's come to us to ask us. They tried to move it over twice, but because the alderman said no, we stopped that. But there's just something drastically wrong here. And if she's working and being paid, she needs to at least go back to what everybody agreed on, one day a week, 8 hours at $49 an hour versus what she's getting now, where we can't find any place where in the charter or anything where that job even exists. Okay, thank you.
Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Third and final, is there anyone from the public who would like to speak?
Yes, Karen Chemises, 25 John Street. I
Hi,
agree
Karen.
With Jennifer that we have to figure out all of this budgeting. It's certainly you've got a lot on your plate, I'm sure. But I see you're proposing to spend some ARPA money. I would hope that you're very careful on how you're spending until you can have a capital plan put in place. Because we've been going for so long without that. And I spoke at another meeting about how the fire department is also experiencing great shortages and demands on their equipment. So there's all over the city, there's so much that has to be done. We have to be very careful with this ARPA money because it's going fast. And the human resources director, well, it's a valuable thing. It's something that the state was encouraging you to have. I think that we have to really consider the level of need because we have so many other openings in City Hall that would be day-to-day things going on, and we're not filling those positions either. So you have to really do an assessment before you make any huge decisions. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Third and final, is there anyone from the public who would like to speak? Okay, public portion is closed. Number five, elect chair of the committee for the 2023-2025 term. Are there any nominations?
I'd like to, Sarah, for committee chair.
Is there a second?
Second.
Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? Are there any other nominations? All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Number six, adopt 2024 regular meeting schedule. Do I have a motion to set the regular meeting schedule for the fourth Thursday of the month at 7 p.m.? Do I have a motion? Oh, sorry.
Madam Chair, just to clarify, if it's okay with you,
yes.
I don't believe you folks were here at when we just mentioned that to the other committees that we would have it be, you know, set for today, but either, you know, at the time, you know, at seven or when the other committee adjourned, mm-hmm. you know, the other one adjourned. So you don't have to delay, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Something like if that. Immediately following the previous committee.
The previous committee.
Yes, that committee. The committee. Yes. No. That's the Property and Development Committee.
Yeah, Property and Development.
Okay.
So yeah. So that amend the motion that we would meet immediately after on the fourth Thursday, immediately after the Property and Development Committee meets.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Great. Number seven, request to expend ARPA funds for purchase of two police patrol vehicles. Discussion and possible recommendation to full board of aldermen, alderwomen.
Madam Chairman.
Yes.
The chief of police is here. The chief of police, Chief Todd, is here to talk about this, if you would allow him to speak. Come on up, chief. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Just for a little bit of background. Historically, since the early 90s, the city has provided the police department with two police cars every year. That has happened without fail up until the last administration, where two fiscal years running now, we have not been given police cars. So technically, we are down four police cars. This fiscal year, if for some reason we don't get police cars, by July 1, we will be down six police cars in a fleet of 16 vehicles. along with that is the fact that we alternate every other year between two marked vehicles and one, and then the next year is one unmarked and one marked. The reason for that is we have six unmarked police vehicles and 10 marked police vehicles. The six unmarked police vehicles are for our detective bureau, which is two, and then the admin staff for four vehicles. Of the 2 years that we missed, 1 year was a marked unmarked year, and this year would be a marked unmarked year. So specifically, we are down two unmarked vehicles and what will be potentially four marked vehicles. Right now, our concern is our unmarked fleet. We have a take-home lieutenant's car that has 110,000 miles on it and shouldn't even be on the road. And we have a detective vehicle, of which they have two, that is down due to about $5,600 in repairs that it needs. The car just is not worth putting that kind of money into. So the way it works is that the unmarked vehicle historically has gone to the chief of police, and then all the vehicles are passed down the line. So this year we are asking for one unmarked and one marked vehicle. Right now, I believe you have in your packet a list of the vehicles we do currently have on the road, and you will see of those vehicles, which includes marked vehicles, unmarked vehicles, and two auxiliary police vehicles, five of those vehicles are out of service. One will be back in service shortly, we hope. It's an extended warranty repair. And one is probably at least a month out that was involved in a motor vehicle accident. Once those two marked vehicles are back, our marked fleet is okay for now. The danger of not replacing the unmarked vehicles is that, first of all, we have four detectives that ride together in one vehicle. It's if one detective takes that vehicle to a call, the other detectives have no way of getting anywhere unless there's a marked vehicle available for them to take, which quite often there is not. And then the other vehicle, the lieutenant's vehicle, The lieutenant is a union member. If his vehicle is sidelined, which I'm getting to the point I'm going to have no choice, we don't have a vehicle to give him. He then has a potential labor action because we're taking away a benefit. So that is why that unmarked vehicle this cycle is crucial. I can answer any other questions or concerns you have, hopefully, but that's kind of it in a nutshell.
How much mileage is generally put on annually per vehicle?
Our frontline vehicles typically put on about, if I had to guess, about 50 to 70,000 miles a year, our frontline patrol vehicles.
And then what is the like mileage lifespan of a patrol vehicle or any of those?
So kind of the rule of thumb in policing is that for a frontline patrol vehicle, you do not want to go past 85,000 miles. Once the vehicle starts approaching 100,000 miles, it really is not safe to get involved in pursuits, things like that, due to a multitude of reasons. But, you know, mainly it's mechanical. Even if the vehicle appears mechanically sound at 100,000 miles, it's not really rated to be a frontline police vehicle.
And it's 50 to 60,000 a year.
Yes. So we're
like a year and a half in the lifespan.
We're getting approximately 2 to 2.5 years out of the vehicles, which is why we're pushing them down the line so quickly. Yes.
And how many is it 16? Would 16 be like the ideal number? How many do we need to have in the city at any particular time to be fully stocked?
Well, I mean, there's two different, I mean, if you're talking marked vehicles, for instance, on a full shift, we typically field four or five vehicles on the road at any given time, marked vehicles, marked frontline patrol vehicles. But there is no real number, you know, other than the fact that, for instance, if you, like years ago, when we had three police vehicles, what happens is they never stop running, and you'll be lucky to keep them for 2 years before they break down. So we've built the fleet to a point where we can rotate the vehicles at a reasonable rate and keep vehicle repair costs down, which is why, luckily, we've never had to ask for more money in our vehicle repair line because of the fact that we try to keep the cars under warranty. Once they're out of warranty, you know, we own everything for the repair, so it becomes extremely expensive.
So the 16, the number of it, where do you come up with it? Is that like average for this size city? I understand what you just said.
Right. No, I don't know that there's a formula or an average. It's where we are right now to really make the most fiscal sense, because of the fact if you decrease the fleet, those cars will never stop running, and you'll be in the same position you're in. So no, there is no formula and no set number.
And you said there's about six that's usually on the road at all times.
Five or six, yes.
And on the unmarked, how many? You said it's a benefit for the lieutenant. How many of them are benefits? Is it just him?
The two lieutenants are in the union. The deputy chief and myself are not.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, it's my turn. So Chief, I kind of know the background of the police department. So the 4 to 5 vehicles per shift run.
Yes.
Right. So at one given time, so you got car 1, 2, 3, and 4, and you might use 2, 6, and 7, or 8, whatever on the mileage. So it depends on when you rotate the cars there. So there's always 4 or 5 on the road plus the detective car and the supervisor's car and everything. I don't want to go down this road. I was on the job for 30 years, and like the chief said, we used to have 4 cars back in the day, and it was tough.
you know, and, you know, and I retired in 2008. So policing is different from when I started to where it is now. I mean, you gotta, you know, you gotta fund the police department somehow. We gotta fund the police vehicles there. I know Karen, one of the persons in the public portion, talked about the, you know, you gotta be restraints on these ARPA funds. So, and I know usually this goes before the capital planning committee, and we haven't had a meeting here in years. So I don't know where we talked to the mayor, and the mayor is going to try to get a meeting up, you know, pretty close to, so we could see. There's a list. So who knows where those monies are? You know, monies are supposed to have been appropriated over the last several years, and we don't know. You know, this is the new administration coming in. So we want to definitely, you know, cooperate with our police department. And of course, my personal privilege that I worked there for 30 years. So anything that we could do to help the chief with this request, you know, I think that we should do our best. With that said, I think we should look at our capital planning to see where we stand, if there's any funds in our capital planning, to see if we could get the money out of there quicker than we can the ARPA funds. So my proposal would be to investigate the ARPA funds to see if there's money in there right now that we could take out to see so the chief could buy us two police cars. And we would know an answer within another week or within the next month, by our next meeting, I would assume, right?
Yeah.
So this way we give the chief an answer if there's any capital planning money in there, or we use the ARPA money to give them the benefit of running a police department 24 hours a day.
Go ahead,
Chief, would you, I mean, before I do make this motion, do you think we're trying to get you the money? Right. I'm trying to get you the money. I'm sure my fellow committees are trying to get you the money too. But the quickest way, we got to see if there's money, other monies available before we spend the ARPA funds. So if there's money in the capital planning, we'll look at that.
Yeah.
And we'll see how much is in there. And we could give you an, I don't speak for the chairman, this is my own self speaking, personally, that we could give you an answer within the next, within a month, or probably less than a month, maybe 2 weeks,
sure.
3 weeks.
Sure.
We could give you an answer. I know the mayor has told us that he was going to start up the capital planning commission again, and to see where there's funds somewhere in our budget. We just got to locate them. So hopefully that you agree with my little talk here. And if you disagree, you know.
I do not. That is fine. Listen, we've waited this long, and another few weeks, another month isn't going to make or break us. So we are doing what we can with what we have, and we will continue to do so. So.
And do you have your requests for the Capital Planning Commission for the, you know, I know you said these two are for, you know, up through the end of this fiscal year. So I'm assuming before the end of 2024, you would be requesting another two.
So I did submit a capital request to the chief of staff, and okay. It was for four police cars.
For four?
Yes.
So. Okay. Yeah. So I think that's helpful to know too, so we can get a full picture of what is being requested. And two, this was moved to the Capital Planning Commission. And I do think, you know, it's high time that we have a meeting, and we are thankful that Mayor DiMartino is putting that together. Then we'll get you your vehicles.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you very much for your time.
George, did you want to make a motion?
But the mayor, go ahead, Mayor.
So we'll start on Monday, contacting all the people that are on capital plan and see if we can pick a date within the next couple of weeks to get together and get this ball rolling. So I just wanted to let, you know, the committee know and chief. All right.
Great.
All right. Thank
you. That sounds great. Thank you, Mayor.
And I, if I may, I would urge the whole administration and the mayor and the board, and I know he's committed to it, just to go a little, one more step further than that, respectfully, would just ask that there be a meeting, but also that you set a regular meeting schedule so that there is a sense of regular planning the schedule. So not trying to get a date, but to have a schedule. I know the mayor's committed to that, but, you know, I would urge that to make sure that, because it's long overdue, this process of leveling out the payments for capital, both police and fire. We spent many fiscal years to get to a situation where it would be a level payment, because that's what you really want. You don't want this big fluctuation. Mm-hmm. You want it to be level payments so that we can maintain and not throw good money after bad. So kudos for that. But, and then also just to update you, it was said, but I just want to, so that for the benefit of the committee, the chief of staff did request from all departments to update their capital requests. So it's going to be compiled so that when the capital planning meets, you can analyze it here on this committee as finance committee, but also for the capital planning commission to be able to have that at their first meeting so that we can kind of hasten the process, because a total disservice was done to our public safety and to actually each and every department in the city for the lack of capital planning. It's just set the city back further financially than what was reported this week as well, just adding to the crisis situation. So,
and I think, you know, we are, you know, what we would like is a comprehensive list of, you know, all the requests from all the departments so we can see them, get them into a prioritization, see, you know, what is ARPA eligible? What can we use the capital funds for? What do we need to go out and get grant funding for? And, you know, and but really have a process with which to be able to give out these much needed funds, and, you know, then get to a point where we can maintain what we need to maintain, and, you know, not wait until stuff is, you know, broken down or gone before we start talking about our needs.
So, the capital, Mayor, you could probably, so the capital planning that we're going to start real quick with the next couple of weeks. So this is going to be for this fiscal year, correct? Till June 30th, right?
Yeah. I mean, through June 30th. And
then, so the new capital plan would be July to next year, right? So Chief, my recommendation, you don't have to listen to me, is you put in for what you need now, and then in July, capital planning, put in again. There's no, that money, the money doesn't carry over, right? Mark, maybe you could.
Because of the timing of right. I everybody was just asked for what they needed, like, you know,
so
now and whatever, if you need to revise, but it's basically taking into account all of that stuff.
Right.
This is a different, this is kind of a rotating thing. Yeah. So it's really, really up until recently, it's been a constant, it's been a level payment 20 years. I mean, at least,
yeah.
You know, so that really should be kind of factored in. There's some of those line items that are in there, but they were not allowed to spend it.
Right.
I mean, okay. You know, we'll try to move in a forward direction, but to your point.
And I think just one point, you know, even if we know you know, items that may be requested in the next fiscal year, just, you know, for informational sake, will be, I think, helpful for us, helpful for the tax board to have an idea of what may be requested in, you know, the next fiscal year, because, you know, they're going to be passing a budget, you know, before some of these requests come in.
Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.
So, I'd like to make a motion that we investigate the funding for the chief for his patrol vehicles, either coming out of the ARPA funds or the capital planning committee, and as soon as we can. That's my motion.
Is there a second? Second by Robin. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, Chief. Okay, next on the agenda, number 8, position description and salary of human resources director, discussion and possible recommendation to the full board of aldermen. Alderwomen. Okay. I asked Mayor DiMartino to compile the CCM data. Is it, did you get some CCM? To give everybody an idea of what the annual salaries of HR directors are. There is a highlighted section based on population similar to Derby. Also within here, and just to, you know, touch on Mr. Roche's point, she is correct. The last motion that was made in December 2022 regarding the HR director was that it was $49 an hour, up to 8 hours a week. The board had begun to put together an ordinance and approve a job description, but that got taken over. So we never approved the full-time position. That said, we were on our way and certainly understand the importance of an HR role in our city. Did you guys get to look at the packet items, and does anybody have any questions?
So I kind of agree with my fellow tax board member on what she said, because, and as you also stated, that under Section 25 of the city charter, like the penal code, is it says that the board has to set the job description, the everything else that goes with it. The duties, the pay, and everything. And from what I've seen and what I've gotten, and you've been here before, there's never done.
Correct.
You know. So I think we have to decide, and also in the conference with our corporation counsel, to see how we're going to proceed on this. You know, and I also want to find out how this person is getting paid. That's another big thing. Where's the money coming out of? What line item is the money coming out of? Because what I understand, there's no line item. So I don't know where this money's coming from. So I think that our corporation counsel should look into this as well to see where we proceed from here.
Yes, and I also think we need to see, you know, what were the terms of the contract that was signed? What are the duties and responsibilities? Is there a job description that was presented that we are unaware of? You know, I do think that this is, you know, there's multiple items here. We need to take a look at the position description and tweak that, and then take a look at this CCM data that was provided by the administration and set or propose a salary to the full board. Any other questions or discussion?
You good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, so we'll
just refer this to the appropriation. So we need to make a motion, right?
We can make a motion to refer to corp council for clarification and guidance.
Good question.
No, that's beyond our scope.
Yeah.
It's being referred, yeah, to Corporation Council. So I'll make a motion to refer to Corporation Council review of the position description as well as the order of events that took place and report back to this committee. And well, I'll put that into a form of a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Robin. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And, you know, then also we'll take a look as a board, the salary spreadsheet that was provided to us and come back and to have discussion and come to a conclusion on the salary. Okay.
Mm.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Is it the pleasure of this committee that I go back to Corporation Council and explain the situation to him, and that you would like her to go back to 8 hours at 8 hours a week at the $49 or whatever the hourly rate was, or do we keep her at full time at $89,000 a year until you meet again?
Mayor, I would defer to Corporation Council. I don't know the legalities of the contracts that were signed, if they're valid, if they're not. I think it's beyond our scope to.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
So I'll, you know,
we can do that, but
I'll,
think
I'll explain to him and then wait for his opinion.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Okay. So number 9, vendor license of James Caprio of Jim's Ice Cream. Discussion and possible recommendation to the full board of aldermen, alderwomen. And that is at the end of our packet here.
And Madam Chair, members yes. of the committee, the applicant is a longtime applicant to the city. He just submitted his application. As you can tell, this is not prime time for ice cream season. However, it was a balmy 55 today, so we're happy about that. He just submitted it, and so we wanted to include it here for your consideration pursuant to the vendor license ordinance that requires itinerant vendors to make application for the annual permits will come before this board. Mr. Caprio has been a long time vendor for the city. He's very diligent about doing it in January, February to be ahead of the season. So his, all of his paperwork is in order, food service permit, insurance, his license. The police department is processing the background check. I anticipate with their swift and efficient service that it'll be available for your full board meetings. So I would hope that you would make a positive referral to the full board.
Thank you. Can I have a motion to make a positive referral to the full board of aldermen, alderwomen, for the vendor license of James Caprio of Jim's Ice Cream?
So moved.
So moved, George. Second by Robin. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you. Okay. Number 10. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
So moved by Robin. Second?
Second.
Second by George. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It is 7:38 p.m.